Om Shanti. 6th December 2019, Friday. Essence, sweet children, you have the very sharp arrows of Manmanabhava and Madhyajiva. You are able to conquer Maya with these arrows. Sweet children, you have the very sharp arrows of Manmanabhava and Madhyajibhava. You are able to conquer Maya with these two arrows. Almost in every Murli, Sakar Murli, these two words come, Manmanabhava and Madhyajibhava. In the Bhagavad Gita that's available in the world, there are 18 chapters and total 700 shlokas, verses. Out of these 700 shlokas in the Bhagavad Gita, there are two chapters where these two shlokas come, Manmanabhava. So Manmanabhava has come twice in Bhagavad Gita. First in chapter 9:34, and second in chapter, last chapter of Gita 18, verse number 65. So first is 9:34, and at both the places there is a slight variation. In the first, at first time, like in verse 9:34, it's Manmanabhava Madhyaji Bhakta Maham Namaskuru Mame Vaishyasi Yuktvaivam Atmanam Matparayanam. It means Manmanabhava means, O Arjuna, first in 9:34 and second in 18:65. There is a slight variation in these two. The first is Manmanabhava Madhyaji Bhakta Maham Namaskuru. Manmanabhava means attach your mind to me alone. Manmanabhava. Madhyaji means worship me. Maham Namaskuru. Namaskuru means prostrate before me. Pay obeisance before me. Mame Vaishyasi Yuktvaivam Atmanam Matparayanam. That's the 9:34, means if you dedicate yourself totally unto me, if you devote yourself totally unto me, you will come to me. So the first shloka, which comes in 9:34 of Bhagavad Gita, says that if you are, if you attach your mind to me, if you are Manmanabhava, if you are Madhyaji Bhakto Maham Namaskuru, if you prostrate before me, O Arjuna, Mame Vaishyasi Yuktvaivam Atmanam Matparayanam, you will straight away come to me. So it talks about coming to God. If you remember me, you will come to me. But the other one, it's quite powerful. 1865, verse number, chapter number 16, and chapter number 18, verse number 65. The first line is same. Manmanabhav Madhyaji Bhakto Maam Namaskuru. But the second line is slightly different. Mame Vaishyasi. It is same as this. Even Mame Vaishyasi is same as that. Mame Vaishyasi. Satya Priyam. Satya Me Pratijani Priyosi Me. It is a pledge here. God is giving a promise. Mame Vaishyasi Satya Te Pratijani Priyosi Me. This is my pledge to you, for you are very dear to me. By doing this, you will certainly come to me. Here he says, if you remember me, you will come to me. Here he says, if you remember me, I pledge that you will come to me. So there, this is more powerful. 1865. Mame Vaishyasi Satyate Satyame Pratijani Priyosi Me. I am telling you the truth, O Arjuna, listen. And why I am telling you this? There is one more statement there. Pratijane Priyosi Me. Because you are very dear to me. This question is often asked. Why Gita is told only to Arjuna? And why not to Bhim? And why not to Yudhishthir? And there were so many other able people there sitting. But yet, God says, I am telling you this because Pratijani Priyosi me. Because you are very dear to me. You are Priya, dear to me. So these are the two times in Bhagavad Gita that these two words have come. But now Baba has made slight variation. This much is okay. Man manabhav means attach your mind to me. This is fine. But now there is no such statement in Bhagavad Gita as madhyaji bhava. Bhava statement has been, Bhava clause is added by Baba. Bhagavad Gita never mentions bhava after madhyaji. It mentions bhava means you just be. You attach your mind to me. Man mana bhava. You attach your mind to me. But it never mentions madhyaji bhava. And madhyaji, there is no such, many people ask what is the meaning of the word madhyaji. There is no such meaning of the word madhyaji. Madhyaji means just worship me. That's the meaning of the word in Bhagavad Gita. But Baba doesn't use the meaning as worship. What does he use the word for? Yeah. Baba uses it in a different manner. That's why there is a lot of confusion amongst people for this. Manmana bhava. This is accepted. But this madhyaji, this seems little abstract, abstruse to understand. This is a new meaning Baba has given to the word madhyaji. Baba says madhyaji means golden age. Baba says madhyaji means inheritance. Baba says madhyaji means pralabdh, fruit. Baba says madhyaji means result. This is what you are going to get. Now coming back to today's essence of Murli. Sweet children, you have the sharp arrow, tikshnabhan, of madhyaji bhava and manmanabhava and madhyaji bhava. This is in fact in reference to Bhagavad Gita, which has come inside the Murli. It is shown that there was one grandsire, Bhishma, who was pierced by arrow by Arjuna. Now, there is Arjuna on this side and there is Bhishma on the other side. Baba said, this Arjuna pierced arrows. But in fact, it was not Arjuna here. There is another character here, Shrikhandi, who represents a female character in fact. So Baba said, you Kumaris, you are Kumaris, and you will hit upon these big shots. These Bhishma here indicates those people of the world who enjoy high spiritual status, who are at the helm of spirituality, and they are regarded as spiritual leaders. So Baba says it is impossible, difficult for them to bow down in front of you. But a time will come, Baba said in today's Murli, Vande Mataram. These mothers, a day will come when the whole world will bow down in front of them. And here Baba is saying, just as the Shrikhandi represents a female gender in fact because of some previous births, revenge phenomenon and so on. So forget that. So this Bhishma was pierced with arrows and he was lying on the bed of arrows. So this defeat of Bhishma indicates defeat of so-called religious people, so-called spiritual gurus, so-called contractors of bhakti, cult, as Baba says. So, they will get defeated. Now here, in reference to this, Baba mentions, these are the arrows. And you have got these two arrows, Manmanabha and Madhyajibha. To put it simply, it just means, remember Baba, and you will conquer Maya. As simple as that. So we ultimately come to the remembrance or yad that leads to vanquishment of Maya. So Maya is conquered. So this is just the background. So sweet children, you have the sharp arrow of Manmana Bhava, Madhyaji Bhava. You are able to conquer Maya with these arrows. And Gita mentions in 934 and 1865 that if you do this, if you remember me, you will come to me. And in 1865, if you remember this, I promise that you will come to me. It is my pledge that you will come to me. So we will reach God. We will reach His abode. We will reach our own home, if you remember Him. Now, remembrance leads to defeat of Maya. Let's try to understand what is Maya and what is remembrance. Remembrance means soul in silence is in connection with the Supreme. And the when soul connects with the Supreme in silence, it draws spiritual powers. And when spiritual powers come in soul, Maya doesn't stay. Because Maya is nothing but darkness. If you just put it this way, it will be easy to understand. Remembrance or soul consciousness is light and Maya is darkness. There is no question of fighting with Maya at all. There is no question of saying why Maya is like that and why Maya comes. There is no such person as Maya, just as darkness has no existence. It is the absence of light. So wherever there is no light, there is Maya. That is Maya. That is darkness. So you cannot just fight with darkness because it doesn't exist at all. It is just the absence of light in the similar Maya. For example, some people say that we are practicing Brahmacharya and it's so difficult. There's a constant fight and this lust is very powerful. In fact, lust is nothing but darkness. It is the absence of Brahmacharya. It is the absence of soul consciousness. It is the absence of celibacy. You don't have to do anything with lust. Leave it as it is. Just try to be more soul conscious. Because soul is full. If there is a restlessness now, if there is a wandering of the intellect now, probably it is also the sign of body consciousness. Stay as much soul conscious as possible. Because in the soul everything is there. You don't have to do anything. Just imagine a yogi sitting in the Himalayas. He doesn't need food. He doesn't need sleep. And he's away from the sensual pleasures. These are the three things that tie human being. Sleep, food, and sensuality. Lust. If you see, the entire humankind is caught up in these three things. And in between here is the soul. There are yogis who stay in Himalayas for years together without eating. There are yogis who stay in Himalayas without sleep even. They survive and far from the sensual pleasures of the world, because without which the world says it is not possible. Very difficult it is. There are yogis since time immemorial who have done this. There are a lot of experiments done around the globe. There are a lot of yogis right now existing. They survive like that. So there has to be something beyond the medical sciences. There's one yogi where 200 doctors experimented. But it is found that he doesn't eat at all. I am not saying that to do this will make you spiritual. It is not the question of becoming spiritual by doing all these heroic tasks. It's not the question of that. I am just telling the shift of consciousness. The body survives by very subtle means. They are known as Vayu Yogis. They survive on air. They are known as Akash Yogi. They are known as Surya Yogi. They survive only on the sunlight. That is, they just don't eat anything. They survive only on the light of the sun. So there are yogis who have been doing like this. There is a mention of this yogi, Giribala. Giribala. In the book, Autobiography of a Yogi. There is a book by Swami Yogananda, Autobiography of a Yogi. There is a mention, there is one chapter of devoted to this lady, Giribala. The name of the chapter is the... The non-eating saint, yeah. The non-eating saint. So that mentions about this saint. So, these all things keep man entangled. And we think that these are all necessary. But there are ways and means people have done in the world. Hatha yogis who have gone beyond all these things. Baba doesn't tell us to conquer sleep. Baba even says to conquer sleep. Baba even says that you have to go beyond all these pleasures of the taste. There is always a fight between tongue and stomach. What the stomach like, tongue doesn't like. What the tongue likes, stomach doesn't like. Stomach likes those things which tongue doesn't like. Tongue likes those things which stubborn doesn't like. Stomach doesn't like. When I say stomach, it means body. It means health. But our tongue transgresses all the rules every time. And that's why we fall sick. So, Manmanabhav is the journey of the soul. Manmanabhav means where we are connected with the Supreme and we derive all the powers from the Supreme. Though soul is in the body. So it will have its karmic account to settle definitely. But gradually you have to transcend the body. You go beyond the body. You go all the religions of the body. There are two meanings of the world religions. One meaning of the world religion is the Hindu, Muslim and all that. Other meaning of the word religion is eating, drinking, sleeping. These are all the religions of the body. Dharm. Dharm means religion. The religions of the body are all these. So you gradually transcend all these things. The yogi's requirement is very low, very less. Yogi needs very less sleep. Yogi needs very less food. Because food is not the source of energy for a yogi. This is a wrong concept somewhere which is going on. That food is the source of energy. For a yogi, food is not the source of energy. It is just the means to sustain the body. That's it. It's not just the ultimate source of energy. Energy yogi derives from some other ways. This is a very difficult concept to understand. They need a lot of, explanation. And we have less time. We'll explain it some other day. But these are the truths of life. If you gradually see, the more if you remember Baba, in today's Murli Baba said, I sit at Amrit Vela and remember Baba. You will enjoy remembering Baba at Amrit Vela. Get up early in the morning and remember Baba. Brahma Baba is sharing his experience. I talk with Baba. There's a lot of enjoyment I feel. The sleep is gone. Oh, he doesn't need sleep? No, it's not the question of he doesn't need sleep. There are stories of dadis who would go to Baba and at 2 o'clock and they would find that Baba is still awake. They would go at 12 midnight, Baba is still awake. Is he not sleeping? He has entered that stage where sleep is an optional thing. We don't need sleep actually. We need rest. We don't need sleep. We need only rest. Sleep is one of the means of taking rest. If the same rest can be we get through some other means, then sleep is not needed also. Baba is as if awake all the night. At such a old age. In old age people sleep a lot. But here, this man is not sleeping at all. So is it his effort that he is not sleeping? No. It is a side effect of something which he is doing. It is said that Vardhaman Mahavira was the founder of Jain religion. In 12 years, he ate just 625 days. 365 days, that's it. Means 1 year round. In 12 years, he was fasting. Total 12 years, he just ate for 1 year. Total overall days. So, was he doing that? But he was looking healthy. He was not looking cachexic. He was not looking moribund. He was not looking dehydrated or debilitated or weak. No. Because his effort was not fasting. His effort was something else. Fasting was something else. Is the result. But what the Jain people are doing nowadays, their focus is on fasting. Not on their spiritual efforts. That's why there is so much consciousness for fasting. So it is not. These are all the results. That you conquer sleep. That you need less food. And you go beyond all the sensual pleasures of the body. You don't need it. Sensual pleasures, they are extravagant. They become useless. For a yogi, sensual pleasures are non-existent. He doesn't enjoy them. His enjoyment is at the higher platform. He stays at a higher platform and enjoys. So Manmanabhava means in silence you connect with the Supreme, derive all the powers, and with this power you automatically conquer Maya, because Maya is nothing but darkness and remembrance is light. So where light is there, darkness dispels, is dispelled automatically. So that is Manmanabhava. Baba says, if you have these arrows of Manmanabhava, Maya will get defeated. Maya will no longer stay. Maya will vanish. Maya will get conquered. You will become invincible. So Manmanabhava Madhyaji Vakta Mam Namaskuru Mame Vaishyasi Yuktevam Atmanam Matparayanam. That's the first shloka in 934 and in second shloka 1865. Manmanabhava Madhyaji Vakta Mame Vaishyasi Satyase Priye Pratijani Priyosi Me. So one is the you will come to me, and second is the pledge. So these two are the mantras of this Gyan. Manmanabhava Madhyaji Bhava. Om Shanti.